Like Before It's Gonna Storm, written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Chaos Kiro. It happens right after Eddie says, "Hey Steve, make him pay." And for some reason, Dustin's reminded of 84, of his conversation with Steve on the railroad tracks. It's like Before It's Gonna Storm, you know? You can't see it, but you can feel it, like this, electricity, you know? Although he's grown enough to suspect that Steve might not know everything in that regard. And it's not electricity he senses, not exactly, but it's definitely a storm of some kind. Something fragile, something, someone that's very scared. Dustin's running before he's even registered his decision. Steve! Steve turns around and he already looks like he's about to ask a question, something practical, like whether Dustin's forgotten something, and Dustin feels a twist of regret that that's where Steve's mind goes. Yeah, they're all ready for battle, so it makes sense, but... Feeling suddenly very young, Dustin barrels into Steve and hugs him. He hears Steve's surprised inhale, his hesitancy before he returns the hug in full force. For a little while, it's like the world narrows down to only this. No ash in the air, no nightmarish red in the sky. Just the two of them. Dustin's about to pull away when he feels Steve's chin dig into the top of his head. Hears him sniff very quietly, like he's trying to hide it, and that makes Dustin think of the tunnels, or afterwards, really, when Steve held onto him with shaking hands, kept saying, "We're okay, we're okay." So he just keeps hugging back. Steve's the one to let go. He's smiling, but he looks a little sad too, forehead creased with worry. "I need a ride tomorrow," Dustin says. Steve huffs.
"Oh yeah? Where to?"
Dustin taps his nose obnoxiously. "That's for me to know and you to find out." It's bullshit, of course. Dustin doesn't need a ride anywhere. Steve rolls his eyes, but some tightness in his jaw finally eases. "God, you're such a dick." "Bright and early, Steve," Dustin adds smugly. "5 a.m.
"Yeah, yeah,"
Steve says, waving him off, and for a moment it's like they're just in the school parking lot. He looks as if he's about to say something else, then thinks better of it, glances back to where Robin and Nancy are waiting. He pulls Dustin in with one arm, a brief but tight hold, nods as if to himself. "Go on, scram." Dustin runs back to the trailer with a stitch in his side, but a smile on his face. He knows it's naive to think he can fix everything, but in this moment at least, some part of the universe has been righted, even while in the upside down. Eddie's standing right where he left him, like he's been frozen the whole time. "Hey," he says, quietly. Is he okay?" Dustin's reminded that of course Steve isn't the only one who's scared. "Yeah, he will be," he says, which he thinks is a more accurate answer than a simple yes or no. It's funny how life works, he muses while gathering supplies for the trailer defenses. There's no way he'd have thought even a week ago that Eddie would be sincerely asking him about Steve's well-being. Whenever he happened to bring Steve up at Hellfire, Eddie would imitate him in a comedic falsetto. "Oh, Steve this, Steve that." For a minute, Eddie remains rooted to the spot, still staring in the direction of where Steve went, like he'd watched helplessly as Steve walked into the eye of a storm or something. "You're just gonna stand there and gawk," Dustin says. Eddie snorts.
So rude, Henderson.
And it's not like Dustin really knows. Not when Steve and Eddie are still barely dancing around it themselves. Still, he can pick up on some things. Like when they finished setting up everything, waiting for the go-ahead for Eddie to start playing his guitar. To pass the time, they recount the high points of the day. Keep it light. It's a practice Eddie used to implement after campaigns. And look, Dustin's damn good at picking up on patterns. Like, he loves Steve, but he's pretty sure the reality of him driving the hot-wired RV doesn't quite match up to how Eddie's currently waxing lyrical about it. He's making it sound like it was something out of James Bond, Dustin thinks, when he's sure Steve drove right into several trash cans. Suddenly, he knows exactly what he should do. Steve this, Steve that, he sings songs. Eddie flashes. Dustin cackles. Fuck off, Eddie says, but he's smiling as Dustin keeps laughing, like he knows there's nothing mean-spirited in it. He keeps going Steve this, Steve that, talking right over Dustin's teasing, somehow finding even more moments where Steve truly shines. And Dustin doesn't know everything, not even close, but at the very least, he knows that this feels right.